Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pete, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
It's good to see you. It's been like, has it been like 2 years? I mean, it's been a while since we had you in. And I drive by, I think of you, I drive by the shop off 84. It's good that, you know, if you're a sign business, it's good to have good signage.
Of course.
And you have good signage. If people don't know, listen, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about with Pete Rapoccio from SignPro. First of all, just the people who don't know your business. And it's one of those things where people see stuff that you do everywhere, but they might not even realize there are huge businesses that provide these things for people. Just talk about what it is you guys do.
Yeah, so I started in 1990, bedroom of my parents' home. We started lettering trash trucks and all sorts of construction equipment, cranes and so forth. And then little by little, we got into the race scene. We started doing, race cars and then down south.
What made you start doing it in the first place? Well, are you always dreaming of putting signs on things as a kid in your bed looking at the ceiling?
No, what happened was I was painting cars and cranes for Manafort Brothers on the weekends, you know, just a job to do on the weekends and help out. And the sign guy would never show up. So one day the crane had to go out. So I lettered that one to start. And next thing you know, it was like, here we go. We could do this, you know.
That's cool. Now you have a pretty massive business. And it's technically the location, because I see it off 84. Where is it technically? It's in Southington?
It's in Plantsville, a portion of Southington.
Yeah, that's right. They have the villages set up there. And, you know, and we have reached out to Southington for a response too, but... I saw the piece in The Current, I don't know if that was a couple weeks ago or not, about all the stuff that's going on. I had no idea. And I had no idea that there were that many public sector employees that have left the workforce in Southington. Just talk a little bit about, because you have a federal lawsuit against the town and the town manager. Tell me what's going on.
What happened was, it's very easy. First of all, we do work all over the country. Into Canada. We represent a lot of national brands, Ray-Ban, Oakley, Sunglass Hut, Planet Fitness, so on and so forth, Tesla, you know, Amazon's all over the country. But for some reason, the only problem we have is in our own town of Southington. And, you know, we have permit expediters on staff. We're doing right now 290 banks all over the Northeast. Not one problem. The only problem I have is in the hometown of Southington. So obviously,
mean you've bid for jobs and haven't gotten it, or they won't even talk? Like, what is the problem?
The problem is that the town leadership doesn't allow the officials to do their job and follow state law and regulations that they're required to follow. So, you know, they've asked us for our reasoning. The town manager, the former town manager, Mark Shoda, had brought it to our attention and said, Pete, listen, I need to know this. Can you help me? Can you help me bring these issues to a head? And I did. And I was supposed to, you know, I did that and kept doing it. And then the town leadership, who were in charge of planning and zoning and so forth, they got upset with Mark and it went back and forth. And the next thing you know is I get a call from Victoria Triano at that time. She was the town council chair, and had a sit down with her. And basically it was, you know, I run the town. I'm the puppeteer. I pull the strings. And Mark Shoda found out I had a breakfast with her, and he said, hey, what's going on? And I, you know, told him what was going on. And then that started some infeuding, I believe, because at the end of the day, this has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with politics.
But it's become political.
Because they made it political. And, you know, you shouldn't have the town council operating the town. The town manager, who's appointed by the town council in Southington, has a job to do, right? There's an organizational chart. And, you know, people should be held accountable to do their jobs, to have performance reviews. Yep. The town of Southington doesn't even give performance reviews to their staff. So, you know, I became friends with a lot of people that work for the town or have worked for the town. But I think, and I don't know this by fact, but I knew it was over 30. But recently at a town council meeting, they're saying it's over 55
departures in town employees to leave. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, they're blaming it on retirement or this or that, but people don't retire at 30. People don't retire at 40. You know, they've gone to work at other places. They're very selective of, you know, who gets an exit interview, who has a copy of it.
Right.
And, you know, these people, after they leave, knowing what I'm doing and being the basically the public servant of the town to bring this to a head. Nobody wanted this in a court, no matter if it's local, civil, state.
Sure.
It gets pushed to federal.
Let me ask you a few questions. We're talking with Pete Rapoccio with SignPro here on Brian & Company. And again, we've reached out to the town council chair for a response here, and we'll give them equal time if and when they decide they want that. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions, because you have a big business. Like you said, it's coast to coast. It's big. The percentage of business you would or could get from Southington is probably a percentage, and it's not a huge percentage. Why take this step?
Well, the problem is that, you know, why travel to Buffalo every morning and travel 8 hours when you could do the work right here in town? These people, and it's not all about SignPro. It's about the businesses that open in SignPro in town. You know, why a Planet Fitness? You know, they've got I lose the job because I'm more money. Because I have to follow the rules and the regulations and the permits and pay for everything like anyone else should.
So they're taking the cheapest bid, even if it doesn't follow the rules.
Well, it's proven. What happens is they are cheaper because they don't have to pay or wait.
Right.
You know, so signs will go up in the middle of the night. You bring it to their attention like they want, and they don't do anything about it.
Right. And so what would you like to see happen? You know, where's the stage of the lawsuit?
Stage of the lawsuit now is it's with all the discoveries done, all the depositions. We've had, I don't know, 13, 14 depositions.
So you're far along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So now it'll go for a summary judgment.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And then to the jury.
And is there a monetary thing you're looking for? Or is there a way that this could be resolved without going all the way?
We tried that a few times with mediation. The dollars and cents never even came out. Instead, it's evidence now. They lied to two different judges about things, and it's not, you know, it's not cool. They're that the building official removed a policy. He doesn't have the authority to remove policy, and that came right from the town manager. You know, but they said that they don't even know what this policy is. They have no idea. Meanwhile, we're giving them dates, 400 emails referring to this policy. And the next day, you know, then an affidavit comes out and says, oh, I remembered about the policy.
You just want to be able to compete for work in Southington.
All I want to do is represent my businesses, my friends, people in town. You know, I've got over 70 staff full time that depend on us every day. And don't forget, we pay our staff before we pay ourselves. We're obligated, insurance, 401ks, you know, vehicles, expenses, so on and so forth. And, you know, we're all about that. We love to give back. You know, and in Southington, they were not allowed to give back. You know, we offered to donate $130,000 sign a couple years ago when the library started in town. And we got called in. They asked us for drawings. It was $130,000 value. And it makes it to the town council chair. And nope, Pete's not in good standings with the town. We're not taking it.
So it's political, but it sounds like it is personal.
They made it political, and there's no reason why the town council is involved with the operations of the town. The town manager should be able to stand back and say, let me do my job. I'm responsible for my own staff. And then if there's a problem, let me know. Right. And then they can handle it just like any other business, or I don't even want to call it corporate America. Even small business run that way.
Man.
It's tough.
And you operate in the town. You pay taxes in the town. You have a big corporate footprint in the town.
100%. I mean, we sat in front of the strike committee, quote unquote. You know, you go for abatement. You do this. You do that. You sit through the meeting.
Yeah.
It wins unanimously. It gets voted on. And then the day before taxes are due, you get your full tax. They never even reported it. They wiped out evidence. I waited 4 years for the minutes of that meeting. 4 years.
Listen, we're talking with Pete Rapoccio from SignPro here again in Southington. And let's keep talking and stay in touch. I mean, I didn't know. I saw the story, and I've known about the percentage of people who have left town employment in the last stretch of time. But this is obviously a big story within the town. And you're right. The government structure is a town manager runs the show.
He should.
In towns where there's a mayor.
He or she should.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, that was the situation. He asked us for help. We gave it to him. You know, the new town manager was the former town attorney, then got appointed as the town manager. And I would think as that day, because, you know, they're blaming it now on political timing. No, our timing is every day, no matter what time of the year it is, holidays or what. And, you know, we do a lot of bank conversions. We do a lot of things in it. You know, you can't let little things bother you, yeah. But we don't have a problem anywhere but town.
Thanks for the time, Pete.
Thank you for having
me. Appreciate it.